4 CPA Mobile.
KN 4 TFW.
Good afternoon, and what are you up to this fine afternoon?
Yep, headed to the house. Got to go to the house, walk the pup, and then I'll be off for the weekend.
You got your wings on that car, don't you? Got some weights on it. KN 4, UBG.
This car's got wings on it. Yeah, it is windy, and I can't imagine going down the highway. I'm just on 291, and you know, we're just poking along here in 5 o'clock traffic, and I forgot the other gentleman that's in here. I forgot your name. Go ahead. This is KB4 CPA.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I'm then headed down Haywood Road here, headed towards Edwards Road, headed to the house. And Greer, are you fixing to go play tennis?
This morning, and they have a what they call a social, and it's on Saturday mornings from see. 8:30 to 11:30. I think you and Kevin doubled on that one.
No, I said, would you go ahead?
Probably in the spring, and you know when they bring out the food and alcohol, and I tell you, they really put it on, but not for this social. They usually do it about once a quarter.
Before it rained?
You know, we had to play on the hard courts because all the clay courts were still wet, but I got both matches in 4:30 and 6:30 or 6, and I felt right before we started the 4:30 one, I felt like about 4 drops of rain. And I thought, oh Lord, here it comes. But that's all we got. And the rest of the time it was dry.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm headed down towards the shop here and getting ready to drop my partner off and head to the house and do a little wiping and cleaning on the bike and go riding this weekend. That's my goal, unless it starts snowing Saturday. We never know about the weather anymore.
Hey, well, this is South Carolina, especially upstate. If you don't like the weather, just stick around. It'll change.
It's seriously windy over here. I mean, 48 degrees, and the wind blowing, it probably feels like it's in the 30s. And that, but it's supposed to be no rain the next, 3 days? That'll be awesome.
Pretty good. At least I'll get my riding in for Saturday. And that might might give me time to do a few more things around the house. I got a lot of stuff I gotta get done. Don't wait till it dries out. Every time I get ready to cut down a tree in the backyard, it starts raining and gets moist back there. It's hard to do anything with. I know I was out there last night walking around. It was so mushy. I guess it rained about all night. I still got up this morning and the road was still wet. And I was like, man. But yeah, I was working on by the airport a while ago off Bellum Road there. Right in line with the runway and watching them big planes come in, man. They was coming in. They was flying sideways. It's like they had the nose to the left and they was coming in there sideways. That wind was blowing so hard and it was cold up on that hill.
If I got it here. It reminds me of flying into Elkhart, Indiana, and this little turboprop, and it was a 35-seater, and we had to come in sideways like that. And man, he did a great job of flying that plane. I mean, it was unbelievable because the wind was gusting up to about, I think it's at 40 miles an hour.
Same experience on a turboprop up in Kalamazoo one time. And that not overly fond of flying. I like to keep my feet on the ground.
The ground water down wider or center left. Or climbing a tree. That's about as high as I've ever got. I think about as high as I've ever been is about 275 feet. There might have been 300 feet. I climbed one tower one time and I told him I'd never climb another big tower like that. And that was back in West Virginia. That jugger was up on top of the mountain and constantly had a breeze blowing by. I said I would never do it again. But, well, I'll say 73 to y'all here, and I'm going to jump out, go in here, and clock out, and get ready for the trip to the house. Y'all still in here, I'll holler back at you. You have a good one out that way, David and Ken. And I'll holler back at you in a little bit. KN4UBG, I'll be clear on y'all's final.
I'm glad you made it. And enjoy your weekend, KB4CBA. Go ahead, Ken.
73, Kevin. I'll catch you later on, KN4TFW.
Running kind of parallel. I'm on Wade Hampton. You're on Edwards Road, I think you said. And because I've had you full quieting on the input the whole time.
Between the tracks on Edwards Road right now.
That noisy part of Wade Hampton there. It starts at Wade Hampton High School and it starts clearing up once you pass the Canopy Car Wash. I guess it's Roper Mountain. In the way or Paris Mountain. Some hunk of dirt like that. Big chunk of dirt.
You got that right. I know if you're the first car in line, stopped at the red light right there by the Red Lobster, kind of the red light up there by the 291 intersection, and you'll never make for Peter. You can't make it from there. And it usually hits me about every morning when we're talking on the radio going in.
I had to stop right there at the in front of the QT, and I couldn't understand but about half of what Kevin was saying.
A few spots that I found it doesn't work real well. A couple little dips here on Edwards Road, and that. But other than that, repeater works pretty darn good, I think.
Even if I'm making it.
Doing good.
Well, I'm receiving it real scratchy, and I've got a weak signal right here where I'm sitting at a traffic light. Uh-oh, I hear a siren. Here he's behind me. Okay.
Get ridiculous, isn't it?
Hampton, it's been a long time since I've traveled it on a regular basis, and it's just unreal the traffic on White Hampton Boulevard, even when it's not rush hour.
I don't have behind you.
Asked me, surprisingly, people got over. Most of the time, they don't even care. You know, I guess they'd care if it was their loved one, but I saw an ambulance. I've never seen anything like this. You know, the Church Street Bridge, that long span of it. I saw an ambulance drive down the median, straddle the median. It's a concrete median, and he was straddling it, and there were cars. The traffic was stopped on both sides. I mean, it was just wall-to-wall traffic, and he was coming down the middle of the bridge. I've never seen an ambulance do that.
Happened to me. It was bumper to bumper. Everybody was stopped there on the bridge, and here he come. And then somehow he made it up through there. I don't know how he did. He's coming up behind me now, and he's wiggling back and forth trying to make it. And then he'll probably catch me by the time I get down here to the bottom of the hill, I guess.
Sitting right here at Little Caesars, so I'm gonna run in and get some pizza. I'll be right back. KB4CBA. In there, KB4CBA.
Yeah, roger that. KN4TFW. So how about that ambulance? He's about halfway down the hill, and he just turned his lights off, and now he's behind me.
That's a loose call. years ago, we were renting this house. Had a dishwasher, and we had one of those Genzu knives. You know, it's got a big plastic blade. A plastic handle on it. It had fallen down in the dishwasher and was laying on the heating element, and it was smoking up the kitchen, and you could see the smoke just rolling across the ceiling, and we thought the house was on fire. I called the fire department, and then I realized what it was. I opened the dishwasher, and I said, oh. So I had to call him back. I could hear the fire truck coming. I said, no, we don't need you. He said, you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. He said, now, we'll come on if you want us to. And I said, no, we're good. And a few seconds later, I heard him turn the siren off.
Moved into this house, and that and the kids were still there. Let's see what happened. I think the daughter come out of the restroom, and she never would turn on the exhaust fan, and so the steam tripped the alarm and everything, and I thought I got it off quick enough, but then all of a sudden the kid said, hey, there's a fire truck out front. It's like, oh, man.
Well, I had the police at my house one day. My daughter had, we had CPI alarm at the house in TR, and she had set the alarm off and couldn't. Oh, and she went straight down the middle of the keypad, and because that's her code on her phone, and she just wasn't thinking. And that's the emergency code. And so Travers Rest Police was standing there. We pulled in the driveway, and he goes, it's okay, it's okay. Oh, golly day. What in the world is going on?
Pretty good to know I'm not the only one that has those kind of issues, for sure.
I guess what made it better was I knew him because he lived right down the street, about five houses down. And you know, it was Travers Rest Police, And so, I mean, he was real nice about it. She just, if you do the, I don't know what the numbers are, but if you get down the middle of the keypad and hit those numbers, those four numbers, that's the emergency code. And so, you know, like if somebody's, say somebody's, you know, got you at gunpoint and wants you to go in the house, and you say, oh, I got to turn the alarm off, and that's what you punch in.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad she wasn't in any harm's way. Because I tell you, when we pulled in the driveway, we were both just sucking all the oxygen out of the car. Because we thought something really bad had happened. All right, well, I'm in the garage, so I'm going to say adios and you have a safe trip the rest of the way home. And I'll clear out after your final. Have a good weekend. 73's KB4CBA.
All right, 73, Dave. You have a good weekend, and I'm turning into subdivision now, so I'll be there in just a minute. And I hope you have an awesome one. I look forward to catching you on the radio another time. KN4TFW, clear.